This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling in the year of our Lord 2022. It is January 8th, 2022, first show of the new year. Well, Happy New Year, my friend. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. Happy New Year to you guys and everybody at the station. Sorry, but my limo driver got lost tonight, so I can't make it to the studio.
That's quite all right. Next time, take an Uber. But anyway, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Shane Bartek of the Cleveland, Ohio Police Department, and watch December 31st, 2021. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, Sergeant Marlene Roberta Romanek of the Bradley, Illinois Police Department, and the watch December 30th, 2021. Her killers are also alive and in custody. And we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Sean Riley of the Wayne County, Illinois Sheriff's Office, and the watch December 29th, 2021. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, second order of business, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the woman at the Onondaga New York Fire Department next Saturday. Repeat, next Saturday, January 15th at the Roadkill Grill and Taxidermy on Route 28 will be a Hoot Nanny featuring live entertainment from all the way from Utica, New York, including Mark Macri, John Liebing, and Fran Cosmo. They were going to have Benny Mardones, but it turned out he died. Anyways, next Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Roadkill Grill and Taxidermy, Route 28 in Onondagas, will be the Hoot Nanny for the Onondagas Fire Department. Turns out the female firefighter, Linda, was having a White Owl cigar in celebration of a new arrival in the family, and she burned the firehouse down. Well, anyways, good luck to everybody out in the Onondagas Fire Department. Moving right along, unless you were coming back from Mars or under a rock or North Korea, you know we had the January 6th remembrance. We were informed throughout the day of January the 6th, 2021. I watched maybe 20 minutes total as I could not stomach the crap that the Democrats and the dumpster fire media put out. You had Vice President Harris comparing January 6th to Pearl Harbor and September 11th. And the Vice President forgot to mention the first bombing of the World Trade Center, February 26th, 1993. The bombing of the USS Cole, October 12th, 2000. And the attack on the USS Liberty, June 8th, 1967. Also, the Battle of Shiloh, D-Day, and other events that killed more Americans than the events of January 6th. And in fact, one person was killed on January 6th, and it was a civilian killed by a federal police officer. Now, January 6th was the only time the Democrats and the degenerates in the media praised law enforcement. The law enforcement were on scene at the Capitol to protect the politicians. And before and after January 6th, it was defund the police. There needs to be more oversight. The police are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, so on and so forth. Ban the police, get rid of the police, but social workers, so on and so forth. And then 4 miles down the road in August of 2021, police officer George Gonzalez was killed in line of duty at the Pentagon. There was zero outpouring of support for federal officers doing his job. Nobody was in the Capitol taking a knee for 8 minutes, remembering Officer Gonzalez. But again, that's the Democrats in the media for you. Then the Democrats have a show hearing to talk about January 6th. No mention of the plan to have the officer that shot Ashley Babbitt testify or ask the FBI how many insurgents they had working in the crowd, such as one Ray Epps. Epps was a guy telling everyone to breach the Capitol building, and the other people that did arrive in D.C. for the protest and the march and the speech kept calling him a Fed. But anyways, there's been no mention of Epps anywhere. The Democrats and dumpster fire media is making this nothing but a dog and pony show because the Democrats and the media work hand in hand. Both of these parties hate Donald Trump, and they hate what they think are inbred hicks holding their guns and their Bibles and sick and tired of their BS. The politicians think they know what's good for the middle America, not middle America. Well, what say you about the January 6th?
You know, I don't see it as a day of remembrance. You know, there's been so many attacks on buildings in the summer of 2020 after that George Floyd Young got killed by that cop in Minneapolis. Courthouses were overrun up in the Northwest. Precincts were overrun. Cities. Streets were taken over by people that, the governor said this is like the summer of love or something. You know, there's so much ridiculousness. The January 6th was a demonstration on how easy it could be to take over this government by a handful of civilians. And when I say handful, I mean a handful, because there's 350 million people living in this country. So it didn't take a whole lot of brains, you know, to get in the door and sit behind Nancy Pelosi's desk. All right. So that just shows you how secure our country was on that day. As far as them blaming Mr. Trump and saying Mr. Trump sent them down the street, you know, to storm the buildings, you know, it's just utterly ridiculous. But in remembrance of it, I mean, you know, come on. Does Kamala Chameleon call that like a highlight of our political career? Because she sure as hell ain't acting like a vice president. You know, all the giggling and the cackling, and, you know, she's supposed to be in charge of the southern border, and she's up there in January 6th talking about how it's along the lines of Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and stuff like that. You know, I think she disgraced the people that died in the Pearl Harbor attack and in the World Trade Center by even bringing that up in comparison. It was not a war. It wasn't a declaration of war from another country. It was a declaration of we're pissed off from inside this country. That's what she should have addressed if she was going to say anything at all. But, you know, we both know not to listen to her because, you know, she's an attorney. Pretty much anything that comes out of her mouth, you know, if her mouth is moving and sound's coming out, it ain't true. So.
Right. Anyways, Walt, our first break is coming up already. Anyways, we come back, we talk about how nobody's paying attention to Sergeant Marlene Romanek of the Bradley Police Department in Illinois. Also, we got what we did back then to what we did today. And also, someone else was found guilty of some crimes. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75U.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, my body, my choice, in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming my body, my choice for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about my body, my choice. They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back to 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling. We are live on January the 8th, 2022. Anyways, let's jump to another story. We mentioned before about the death of Sergeant Marlene Remanick of the Bradley, Illinois Police Department. This story has really caught my attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, the sergeant was begging for her life, telling these two pieces of garbage that it's not worth it, you know, just let her live. But they just totally disregard any regard for authority or human life and just shot this poor woman just for a noise complaint. There's some dogs left unattended in a car, and they got a call for the noise of the dogs at a hotel, and these two pieces of filth just killed this woman for doing her job. And of course, there's hardly any mention from the left-wing media. Nobody in Illinois is taking a knee or saying any words about Sergeant Remanick or her partner who did survive this shooting, and which is typical. We heard last year all the some of the police officers that arrived at the Capitol building, and one black officer was called the N-word, and his own some tears. And of course, everybody in law enforcement was laughing because cops of all denominations, races, colors, creeds, genders have been called the N-word. I've been called the N-word so many times in uniform, I've lost count. But here you have an officer doing her job, just savagely murdered, I mean, just executed. And no response. We've had more media coverage from overseas in the UK than we did here in the United States. But that's, you know, that's the way that the fourth branch of government is going. Any poor officer doing a job, murdered by black savages, you know, they're going to totally ignore the story. Well, what's to you about the story about this poor sergeant just executed and the media not saying a word?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that these things happen. You know, I'm kind of tired of the I don't know what I guess I would call it. You know, two the double-edged sword or something. I don't know. You know, in one regard, you know, you got Pelosi or Palooza and Chuckles, you know, kneeling down, not even knowing George Floyd's last name, you know, in remembrance, you know, with his Hindu buddies, or, you know, whatever they were wrapped up in up there. You know, and they don't do anything.
Hindu cost.
And they don't do anything for, you know, a cop that falls. You know, unfortunately, the guy that killed the sergeant is alive and well, and, you know, eating bullpen sandwiches. And, you know, the same thing with the cop that killed, that was found guilty of murder, you know, in the George Floyd incident. You know, he's, you know, sitting up there and having bullpen sandwiches over in jail for the rest of his life. Now, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But if you're going to do it for one, do it for everybody. You know, recognize it all instead of picking out one that you said that you called the media, firehouse media, whatever it was that you called them.
Dumpster fire media.
You know, if you dumpster fire media. If you know, if you're going to do for one, do for them all. You know, if you're going to kneel for all the people that cops murdered, well, do it for all. If you're going to kneel for cops that have been murdered, do it for them all. Don't just pick and choose because it's a political agenda. You know, I'm tired of that nonsense. And the skin is just too damn thin in this country. It's a rough world out there, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. You know, even if Mr. Trump gets back into office in 24, you know, in January 25, it's not going to get any better, okay, in the streets, because there were still murders. There were still school shootings. And I would have to say 75% of them don't get recognized anymore. Because now everybody's into the politically correct nonsense about having this fake black chick as a vice president and a pedophile as a president. So when you go to those regards, you just have no respect for anybody anymore. You know, everybody's running around in the streets with a gun. You know, Barron said it best. You know, you got drug dealers with guns, crackheads with guns, kids with guns. And they're shooting everybody. You know, they're turning America into its own war zone within itself. And I'm not talking civil war. Civil war had a purpose. You know, it had two clear sides. It had a purpose. You know, like a debate. It had a purpose. This isn't anything. These are just people popping off, capping off at each other. And you got Palooza and these other people, you know, not doing anything about it. Palooza said, well, people are going to do what people are going to do, you know. And it's just utterly ridiculous. You know, I was thinking about, you know, I lose my mind sometimes and I can't think straight. We had a longtime political person. He's laid out in, what, Colorado now? He passed away this week or the week before. Longtime politician. You know, when Palooza dies, they're going to put her up on a freaking pedestal. You know, in the tundra over there in Washington, in the Capitol, you know, to lay in rest or, you know. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's take her to her hometown, you know, do her makeup, close the door, and put her in the ground. You know, they're going to make a big deal about it. But when a cop gets murdered on the street, it's nothing to these people, you know, the swamp. That's what it is the swamp.
Right.
It's the sleazy, slimy, snaky swamp. That's what it is. And that's what Washington is all about now. They don't give a crap. You know, if you save the life of a teddy bear and you get run over by a car by throwing that little cub, they don't give a crap about you. They don't give a crap about anybody but themselves. You know, I go on and on like this. For hours and hours, you know, politicians used to be the poorest people on the block. You know, now, you know, they make more money in a year than I do in 10. And then they want more taxes. You know, gas just went up 15, 20 cents a gallon down here in South Tennessee. And, you know, after it went down a little bit because he dipped into the reserves. You know, and I know I got away from that poor sergeant losing her life, but right. This is the world we live in. Nobody, none of them care. It's like, exactly. Well, they're above our, you know, they're above our pay grade, which shouldn't be. They should be below my pay grade.
Right. And two things real quick before we go to break. Number one, officers listening, Debbie's listening, remember, no call is routine, number one. Number two, you are in charge of that scene. I don't know what exactly happened, but you have the authority. You know, your mere presence should have these people stand fast. If not, do what you need to do to go home. Number three, I don't think these academies are teaching what these cops need to do to survive out there. Well, I know when you went through, it's totally different than it went today. I know when I went through, it's different.
They taught you what the Constitution stood for. They taught you what the Constitution meant when you were dealing with people out in public. You know, you're allowed to stand on a corner. You know, you're allowed to walk down the sidewalk. You were allowed to walk past a car stop. You know, and then the other way, there's different ways of taking charge. You want to try to take charge of me by force, it ain't going to happen. And that's true. So you got to get off your high horses, guys, because you're getting hurt out there because some guys are being stupid.
All right, yep. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about a lady, well, so-called lady, who's more of a pimp. But anyway, stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio is coming right back on Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reaction still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
Ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was lower. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
The United States reported around 1 million new COVID cases on Friday. This as a highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to spread. Meanwhile, President Biden on Friday told reporters he doesn't think COVID is here to stay. Dr. Bob Lahita, director for the autoimmune and rheumatic diseases at St. Joseph Health, says he differs from the president's stance and expects the virus to stick around.
I think he's wrong. I think COVID is here to stay, just like influenza is here to stay. And I predict that when the pandemic goes away, we're going to have an endemic virus. And perhaps people will be creative and create a vaccine that will include both the flu and the coronavirus every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This year's Golden Globe, set to take place Sunday, will be a low-key ceremony with no audience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is a special weekend on 7-5 Radio. Today, we want to remember the or celebrate the birthday of one, Robert Krieger, the guitarist for The Doors, who's 76 today. And tomorrow, we want to remember or celebrate and wish Jimmy Page a very happy birthday. Page is the guitarist for the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin. He will be 70 tomorrow. So great weekend for two great guitarists whose music is featured on the bumpers on the show. But anyways, moving right along, I still hate the term anyways, but I say it always. While we're on break, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is a socialite, i.e. a rich person with a job, was found guilty of sex trafficking for her piece of trash boss slash lover, Jeffrey Epstein. But while doing research on the story, I found out two shocking things. One, Ghislaine Maxwell actually spoke at the United Nations for some conservation issue, something about the oceans, number one, and somebody actually married her. She is somebody's spouse. But anyways, I hope Ghislaine Maxwell rots in prison and becomes a girlfriend of some big black bitch. But with Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty on 5 out of 6 charges, don't look for any more criminal charges to be filed from this tragedy, despite the fact that authorities had hours of hidden videos of Epstein's friends of violating these young girls. I mean, just imagine these disgusting human beings like Epstein, Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz, all these other movers and shakers doing things to your daughter. Go ahead, Walt.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, Bill Clinton. But like I said a million times before, nobody in D.C. goes to jail. And, I mean, I've even given up on the Durham report, his report, and because we see nothing. And anyways, people keep saying that, Donald Trump's name's on the flight manifest, the flight logs. Oh, he's been seen with Epstein. Well, guess what? If Donald Trump was doing something he shouldn't have been doing, it would have been leaked. Look, because, I mean, the FBI is nothing but another political arm of the executive branch. Take a look at Roger Stone. You had FBI agents show up at the crack of dawn with CNN cameras rolling, with guys in battle dress gear and all sorts of rifles and shotguns for a 67-year-old man. And also the FBI raided Rudy Giuliani's residence, and they took a whole bunch of things except Hunter Biden's hard drives. And then you have Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, him and his reporters were also visited by the FBI with search warrants in the middle of at daybreak. And and the New York Times broke the story. So it's very, very interesting. But anyways, you got sex trafficking going on. You got Hillary Clinton's emails going on. You have a whole bunch of other stuff going on here in D.C. It's worse than any mob movie you've ever seen. But don't look for Ghislaine Maxwell to flip, because she values her life. I also believe Jeffrey Epstein was not a victim of suicide, because if you look at the Clintons, they're both alive and well and not in jail. Well, what say you about this this disgusting story?
Well, I don't know. Going to wait to see what I feel horrible about this disgusting story. It is a disgusting story. But, you know, I'm waiting for the sentencing to happen and see what she's going to get, 5 of the 6 charges that she was found guilty of. You know, but she's not going to have a tough time because, you know, she's going to be going to a club fed, you know, no matter what happens. And, you know, she's going to be popular when she gets in there. They'll probably put her where Martha Stewart was, which was, you know, easy peasy Japanesey. A lot will tell to what she's sentenced to. But then again, you know, what she's sentenced to is just what we hear, you know, not what she's, what really is going to happen. You know, white bread America just don't get it. You know, the feds make deals with people all the time, and you don't believe it, and you don't know it. I suspect that she's making the deal. She's going to be sentenced to, you know, life in prison, but, you know, she's really never going to see much of the inside of a prison cell. I think they're going to give her a new identity and ship her somewhere. And she's going to give some people up. That's what I'm hoping for.
But, you really think so? Yeah, because,
sure, I'd love it. That would be perfect ending to the Clinton regime, you know. This way, that little ugly chick that they spawned isn't going to become any kind of political power, you know, with
right.
Clinton Foundation money. You know, it's a sticky thing. I just want to bring up, you know, who else got sentenced this week with those three white men that killed Aubrey, you know, 2 years ago now almost.
Right.
You know, they killed this guy. They killed, I get it. Should they have shot him? No, because, you know, look at the turnout. Should Aubrey have been arrested, you know, prior to that? Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the post-sentencing news conferences from his family entourage was, we're never going to know, you know, what he could have done, you know, positive in this world. Well, you know, he didn't do anything positive up to that point. You know, you want to put this guy up on a pedestal, you know, like they did to Georgie up there in Minneapolis.
Right.
You know, go right ahead. But, you know, I don't want to hear that crap on the news. You know, I just think it's horrible. You know, how many people of color have killed white people? And, you know, there's no statues of there's no protests. We don't burn down cities, you know, that kind of ridiculousness. But, you know, those three hillbillies that were out there in protecting their neighborhood, you know, with shotguns and stuff. Hey, listen, you did wrong and you deserve what you get. You did wrong. Would they have shot Aubrey if he was a white man? I think absolutely they would have, because they were that stupid. They were that stupid. So two of them were sentenced, the father and the son were sentenced to life. The father is in his late 60s, as far as I can gather. So he probably won't last long. He'll die in jail very quickly. The son is going to spend the rest of his life. And the guy who was recording the whole thing for YouTube purposes, you know, he got 25 to life. So he can be paroled in 25 years. So, you know, it's just all the way around. It's just stupid. Even with this Ghislaine Maxwell thing, it's just stupid what they did. And that's what happens when you do stupid things. I know it because I did stupid things, and you know it too. Right.
You
do stupid things, you know, you get caught, you get banged. So, and that's all there is to it. But these people went to the extremes, and, you know, it's sad. They're not going to get a chance to turn their life around and get back into society, because, you know, they did the ultimate thing, you know, I guess, you know, they got what they got.
Right. And going back to Maxwell real quick, and of course I find it very interesting that no investigation from Dumpster Fire Media about Maxwell and or Epstein, because supposedly Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was worked for Mossad, and you have all these movers and shakers on videotape doing horrendous things to these girls. And nobody's saying, like, well, was Epstein part of Mossad? Was he working for Mossad? Was he an asset? Was he blackmailing? And who else was with Epstein besides Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and what's his name? The Jew lawyer that looks stupid. They're trying to defend himself. Dershowitz. He says, yeah, we went down to Virgin Islands just to get a massage. It's like, come on, dude, really? You don't have, like, massage therapists in Cambridge, Massachusetts? Like, really, dude? But, of course, mainstream media is going to be silent because they want to have interviews with Prince Andrew and all these movers and shakers, Bill Clinton for, you know, whatever he's going to do next, because they're not going to ask, like, oh, what did you do with Jeffrey Epstein? Why did you go on this plane 26 times? Why did you ditch your Secret Service detail? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? So,
well, the only reason he was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times is because Hillary wanted to start going.
Right. But anyways, we're coming to our last break. Coming up, I want to talk about what we used to do and what we do today. Very, very interesting. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. See what other thoughts I have on the website. See you at the other end of the break.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour in radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org to see the things that we didn't even get to. But anyways, I really wanted to get to this. Call this We Used To. For years, America was the greatest place on God's green earth. We were strong, united, hardworking, smart, patriotic, and God-fearing. Now, not so much. Other than living longer and technological advances, we have gone downhill, and we are in big, big trouble. Here's a short list of how we went from first to worst. We used to worship God. Now we ignore him. We used to teach our kids about God, our history, and to be patriotic. Now we teach them about homosexuality, transgenderism, and how to hate America. We used to know our neighbors. Now we live next door to strangers. We used to go to work at factories. Now we work in casinos. We used to build things. Now we just buy things. We used to call parents of children husbands and wives. Now we call them babies' mamas and babies' daddies. We used to have lots of children. Now we just have lots of sex. We used to have immigrants come here to become American. Now immigrants come here to abuse the system. We used to export American-made goods. Now we export American jobs. We used to take responsibility. Now we sign blame. We used to punish criminals. Now we punish the police. We used to have roads and bridges that last over a century. Now we are lucky if they last half a decade. We used to have a military with people like York, Murphy, and old blood and guts. Today we have people like Bradley Manning, Bo Bergdahl, and our soldiers are taught to love butts and nuts. We used to celebrate achievement and accomplishments. Now we celebrate diversity. We used to have billionaire philanthropists. Now we have billionaire James Bond villains. We used to follow sports to get away from it all. Now we get away from sports. We used to identify gender by science. Now we identify gender by how one is feeling. And we used to have newsmen report the news. Now we have hacks push propaganda. Well, any comments or anything else to add?
No, not really. I mean, this rift between the public and law enforcement, and law enforcement and the public, it just seems that there are a lot of smart civilians out there. Okay. A lot of smart civilians. There's a lot of smart law enforcement also, but they seem to collide because they disagree with what one wants as opposed to what one is allowed to do or to have. This, when it comes down to it, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And if you have to be brave to be free, well, go ahead and exercise it. From a law enforcement standpoint, you're brave to begin with, just to snap on that shield and put a gun on your hip and walk around in a neighborhood that absolutely hates you. That takes a lot. And we get that on this show. We understand that. We understand that. My thing is, don't do nothing that's going to cause a disturbance and you to be put in a pickle or to get jammed up, as we used to call it. Because the public is going to jam you up. Because you're not using your brain. We have equality in this country. Because of the Constitution. But we also agree that there are people out there that just shouldn't be doing what they're doing because they're allowed to do it. That doesn't make it right. I think we need to buckle down on that. We need more education in the law enforcement departments across the country, and we need more education, like you talked about many times over the years of our show. We need more education inside the schools that are actually going to help them advance and know what they're doing when they do it in the profession that they choose, and that they have the rights to do it. And that needs to be installed into their curriculum. I remember in fourth grade talking about politics and stuff in Covert Avenue School in Elmont, Long Island. I remember those days. But now, they don't teach kids how to do anything. I think when my son was in high school some years ago, there was only one class for financial help, to teach him about finances. And it wasn't all that great. It was more like, well, if you buy something on credit and you buy a lot of it and, you pay them the minimum, it'll take you 49 years to pay it off.
you know, to a 14-year-old, that don't mean nothing to a 14-year-old.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, buy with cash. That's what they should be teaching them. Buy with cash. You know, work hard, you know, save your money and buy with cash.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, teaching them about, you know, transgender rights and all this other crap, that wouldn't be up to my heterosexual son to have to know about transgender rights, because they don't care about his. You know, they,
right.
you know, they don't care about his right to use a bathroom for men, you know, a public restroom for men. It's just absolutely ridiculous what's going on in the school system and what's going on in our communities.
Right. And that's why, when I had Cal Thomas on a couple months back, he told me, get your kids out of public school. And I said, well, I don't have the money. He's like, that's, don't make excuses. Get your kids into private schools. I mean, when I had to take a basic math course in college as a prerequisite, and one of the things it was the professor taught us how to use a checkbook. And I was like, you know, luckily my parents, they taught me how to use a checkbook, and even though I still bounce checks today, but it's a different subject. But they're teaching college-age kids how to balance a checkbook. I mean, that's how bad the education system is. And plus now they have remedial math and remedial English in colleges, from, you know, public schools. Kids can't do just basic math and basic reading. And then you have Baltimore City public schools. I mean, they're graduating functional illiterates, and we're paying for all this. And then you go to, like, a nice uppity suburban school, and they're too busy worrying about their agenda, because they want to push this garbage on kids. Because they figure, okay, we get the kids into Marxism and communism and teach them America sucks and white people suck and gay people are good and the traditional family of a mother, father, and children is bad, then, you know, we got another generation of Democrat voters. And then when people like in Fairfax and Loudoun counties, which, believe me, folks, are not red counties. They are blue as blue can be. But when you have people coming out who are parents who go to these schools, and they complain, and the school board just sits there and just push these people aside. You know, it's like these parents who are paying the taxes to fund these schools, they just push them aside as the help, or just as a second class citizen. It's like, oh, they, you know, the school board knows what's good for your kid, not the parents of kids. And then that's one of the reasons how Terry McAuliffe lost the Virginia gubernatorial election, because he said during a debate, says parents do not have the right to tell the schools what they want to teach, which he was absolutely wrong. And so Glenn Youngkin and the Republicans jumped on that. And then Youngkin went all the way to the state house, and next week he's going to be sworn in as the next governor of Virginia, and I hope to God he can get this statewide charter school program off and running, because my kids go to a public school and I'm not happy whatsoever. And now we got COVID on the rise again, and I'm afraid that the schools are going to close down again, and we're going to be back to square one, because I can say my school-age kids, they are behind the learning curve, and it's mad. It makes me, as a parent, mad. So I went to my school board meeting and raised a ruckus, and of course I dropped the radio name and gave up business cards. But that's what we do. But well, we got about a couple seconds left. Any final words?
No, it's Elvis's birthday today too, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
Today, tomorrow, or something. Yeah, no, you're not an Elvis fan.
No.
But other than that, hey, it's cold outside.
Right. Yeah,
it's cold outside. I mean, real quick, these news, you know, the weather people, they really screwed up down here last weekend. You know, they said, oh, the storm is fast. Is going by fast, you know, Middle Tennessee, and it's going across, and we're only going to get an inch or two. Hey, I woke up to 7.5 inches on Monday morning, which is
good,
like unheard of down here in Chattanooga. So,
wow.
And it's all gone. So.
Oh, good. We got a little bit left. But anyways, Walt, we've made it through another week. This is Peter Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew telling everybody you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.